I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, leadership changes in Pakistan could be problematic for Christians, and believers take a different approach to gospel work among oral communicators. Stick around for the details. But we'll start today in Pakistan, where the army has engaged in a soft coup. Now, in an effort to keep the country functioning, the army chief recently sought out economic advice in private meetings. Brother Nehemiah, ministry liaison for FMI, gives us some insight into the current situation.
They select the government and they rule the government through a democracy in Pakistan. And you can say puppets. It's very common in Pakistan now that civilians or the business community, they're meeting with the chief of army staff in Pakistan. And soft coup, army says they don't call it a soft coup. They call it compulsory intervention. So they thought we have to intervene in the civil government.
But this soft coup has the potential to increase the amount of Christian persecution throughout the country.
So military, they are really controlling the media. Print media or electronic media, they're trying to dictate them, and there is no news going out, so people got more leverage or privilege to hunt down Christians.
Next, as Pakistani believers know, there's a cost to following Christ in Muslim-majority nations. Tom Doyle says Uncharted Ministries helps believers from a Muslim background grow in Jesus and stand firm through persecution. In the Middle East, they support and encourage believers like Hussein. Now, Hussein was going to become a sheikh, the head honcho of a large region in the heart of the Middle East. Then, Christ healed him, and everything changed. Hussein's family has tried to kill him several times, but
God has protected him through all the attacks. There are 10 major families in his city that go back several centuries. They have all broken with him. Anyone in the family is authorized to kill him if they see him. But he said, all of these families, at least someone in the family has come to him privately and said, can you tell me about Jesus?
Hussein's story continues at our website. Pray for Hussein and Uncharted Ministries as they make Christ known in the Middle East.
He says, I don't know if I'm going to live for a day, a week, or 20 years, but I'm living my life for Jesus and I'm ready to count the cost. And this is like Acts chapter 2019, to meet someone like this. He's truly a hero for Christ.
And throughout Scripture, God offers both physical and spiritual healing. Following Christ's pattern, Spoken Worldwide uses a holistic approach to engage people from unreached and oral cultures. They work with specialized organizations to share critical information about medicine, agriculture, health, and Christ through dramas, songs, and stories. Ed Weaver, CEO of Spoken Worldwide, tells us,
we are not subject matter experts on all these things. But what we can do is partner with other organizations that have certifiable, verified information, government approved, that allows us to basically convert that into a story or a song or drama and put that onto the digital audio player.
The information is vital, but Spoken Worldwide believes that the work of Christ in hearts is really what transforms lives.
We as an organization have said, look, we will always include it, but we're never going to leave the gospel out. We're never going to take biblical information away and prioritize community development over the gospel.
Ask God to give leaders at Spoken Worldwide discernment as they offer help and hope to unreached peoples.
You know, Scripture tells us that we can have life abundantly. So what does that abundant life mean to somebody? You know, if they don't have a context of spirituality, can we give them a taste of that?
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. And you've told us how you value this program and that it's much needed for such a time as this. So your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Just look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.